Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. So a lot to talk about this next hour. Let's break it down. So total number of cases worldwide, 894,000. By the time you guys even listen to this, by the time this segment's over, we're probably going to be over 900,000 global cases. 45,000 deaths being reported. 189,000 people have recovered. Still more men than women, but women being affected. Still majority of people older from the numbers coming in, but still middle age. We're hearing some younger cases as well. But those with diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, cancer, cardiovascular disease at the highest risk. Again, as we talked about yesterday, when you hear that a person had absolutely no health history and they, got infected with this, with the coronavirus and, died, keep in mind that some of the preliminary research on that person might not have, that might be preliminary research in terms of if somebody, let's say, does not have an autopsy and they had never gone to a doctor, so they never got a diagnosis of diabetes or cholesterol or whatever, unless that information is found post-mortem, they're going to be kind of considered healthy. So you would almost have to do an autopsy to see if there was cardiovascular disease, other issues with their lungs, etc. So when somebody, when you hear, yeah, he was healthy, before he died, it kind of hits me in the heart because, my father was technically a healthy man before he died, but he dropped dead of a heart attack, so obviously he wasn't that healthy. So just keep in mind, we still need more research on people being affected by these. The U.S. is grappling with over 191,000 cases, 4,100 deaths, the majority of whom are in New York. Actually, the number just went up to 203. So number keeps rising. 203,000 cases. We have more tests. We're testing. Cool things on the testing front we'll talk about. But New York has 83,000 of these cases, almost half, and 1,900 deaths. New Jersey comes in next with 22,000 cases. California, 8,700. Michigan, 7,600. And rounding out the top five is Florida at 6,900. I live in Nevada. Nevada has been, I think our death count rose to 26. I think our total cases is about 1,279, and then unfortunately our death count is at about 26, or is it now 28? Okay, 26. All right. So it's rising. People have asked, when is this going to end? We are hoping that it's going to end approximately, maybe by June. However, we were told today, and I apologize, people are texting, we were told today that there might be a second wave. Now, this second wave, don't panic. With this second wave, we kind of presumed that next fall, we're going to see this again. This is a coronavirus. Coronaviruses love the fall. So late fall, early winter, I'm not surprised that we're going to see this coronavirus again. This second wave was being described by Dr. Robert Redfield, CDC director, virologist. He spoke to NPR, and he had predicted that we are going to see a second wave of this even after we peak and we slow down by June. This second wave, what we're not identifying is it going to be a similar strain to what we have now, such that if we do have a vaccine, we'll be able to hopefully, protect most of, the world, or is it going to be a different strain? So this really isn't new information. We've all kind of been talking about how next fall, expect it to come back. What we're hoping, though, is it's going to be a similar strain so that we'll have a vaccine or a bunch of us will be immune to it. But this is crucial in that we spoke about this yesterday, where are we going to have a whole nother shutdown next fall? As soon as people start to die from regular seasonal flu, are parents going to say, look, I'm not taking my kids to school? Yeah, no, they're coming home. And then if kids have to be at home, then the parents have to be at home because they can't work. So when their kids aren't at school. So I was not at all pleased seeing that come from, you know, Dr. Redfield, even though we knew it was coming, that, you know, we are going to have to prepare for next fall, which means businesses are going to be pretty creative in terms of whatever they're doing now, they're going to be able to have to implement next fall. Now, while we're shut on the shutdown, people are kind of grumpy and they're tired and they're, you know. Well, Malaysia decided to give women some recommendations. And this is being reported by NPR. And apparently, it is the Ministry for Women, Family, and Community Development has asked women during their shutdown and social distancing to not nag their husbands. Yeah. That did not sit well. Also, to dress up and wear makeup. Apparently, they don't want hubbies coming home to unshaved legs and a muumuu. Now, I'm telling you right now, was it Sunday? Sunday, I woke up, didn't shower, didn't put on any makeup. I was in, I got this big, like, Raider shirt, like kind of onesie. Not a onesie, it's like a shirt. It's a guy shirt, but it's just this great material. And so I basically was in that all day. Look, I'm doing telemedicine. I'm working from home, as long as I'm not on video. And I wore boxer briefs. And so total husband's wardrobe. I had no makeup. And I remember telling myself that I probably should put on some eye makeup because I think I'll scare the kids. Kids don't care. But I noticed my husband did not ask to have sex on Sunday. So maybe that is a problem where you really have to, in order to keep the marriage alive, dress up. You know, but I really didn't want to put makeup on. I really did. I was like, you know what? I'm home. So it's interesting how you could really kind of become a homebody, but not nagging. Oh, hell no. But I got to be honest with you. Corey and I haven't fought this whole time. I mean, we aren't really big fighters as it is because I think he knows that, you know, I'll just, with one phrase, you know, be able to, like, end the fight. You know, just, I'll just be able to, with surgical precision, just scalpel that fight into its core and it's done. So we really don't fight that much. But I was worried that between the kids and the husband and the cats and the dogs and whatever, that we would be at each other's throat. And we've really kind of, you know, I think it's because we realize that we're going to have to live with each other for another month, you know? 1-877 Doc Sally, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Jason and Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're taking your calls and your questions at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. But one thing that has been brought up is the police force and the police presence. Now, we have to be very, very careful with a lot of the fake news and a lot of the stories that are coming out. Like, you know, if you try to leave New York, you're going to be arrested. Okay, none of that I've heard. But one thing that just got posted here by the New York Post is that the D.C. mayor, Muriel Bowser, has been threatening residents of D.C. with 90 days in jail and a $5,000 fine if they leave their homes. This will be reported by New York Post. The threat of jail is obviously alarming residents and civil libertarians who point out that at least five inmates tested positive for COVID-19 in the city's 1,700 inmate jail. In fact, some of these jails are considering early release for inmates because of coronavirus. This is something that, like, is a start of one of these horror movies. So, the Democratic mayor of D.C., Bowser, says our message remains the same. Stay home. And we're just being told in Nevada, Governor Sisolak has told us to stay at home. The stay-home order has exceptions for grocery shopping and work deemed essential. Outdoor recreation such as running is allowed, but cannot involve people outside of a household. The order is similar to dictates in neighboring Maryland and Virginia. Now, residents are kind of shocked because there's only 400 cases. Well, let me see if there's a little bit more now in D.C. I don't know if I could pull that up. I don't know how many total D.C. cases there. They're not, it's not on my, sorry about that. So, that is kind of concerning here. You know, where there will be a police presence to make you stay at home. Now, again, this is a Democrat, so you would think that the ACLU would be, you know, okay, hold on here. They did speak up and said that they would be deeply concerned. But we kind of need a little bit more, shall we say, checks and balances. Police have shut down Hobby Lobby stores in the Midwest because they reopened. Now, Hobby Lobby stores would be considered non-essential. And there was an order, I believe, by Governor Mike DeWine for, you know, people in non-essential businesses to stay at home. Yet Hobby Lobby said they were essential because people needed to make fake masks, school, and office supplies. You know, that's so funny. We were talking in my house about if Hobby Lobby or Michaels was open because I'm like, guys, we need to get this. We could do this. We could use it. And my kids are like, I think Hobby Lobby and Michaels is closed. So Hobby Lobby opened. Now, again, police came. I believe Bass Pro Shops in my neck of the woods, Bass Pro Shops, I believe, sells a lot of camping food, fishing equipment, things like that. Apparently, they stayed open because, again, they thought they were essential because there's clothing, there's food that's sold there. Police came to shut it down. Now, I am going to be very, very interested to see if all businesses are created equal. If certain companies that might have more, you know, one side political leaning are going to be at the behind the eight ball as opposed to others. But I was under the impression that a store that sold food was essential. Now, I get how somebody could say, look, we're a strip club. We will serve food by takeout. And so, well, that's what a strip club could do. I guess they could have the waitresses topless, maybe, when they're doing the takeout order. I don't know. I wouldn't advise that. But I could see how some stores could try to, finagle how they could be essential or not. But we're missing the bigger point here. People are not staying home. Companies are not staying closed. There's this panic, this defiance that we're seeing, such that governments are starting to step it up a little bit and say, okay, we're going to bring the police. We are in America, and you might be visited by police if you're outside, if you're trying to operate a business. This doesn't, like I said, this is coming out of, this almost mimics like pre-Nazi Germany. Except you were still able to go outside, but, you know, and listen, you know, this is a deadly virus. And I get that an order from New York and a bunch of these states that are grappling with real severe numbers need everybody in that area to be on board. But it's just a little eerie to me that we can very easily, within hours, affect somebody's rights and be able to trample on their rights. And this is difficult for me as a doctor to say, because if you are going to do a lockdown, if we are going to try to prevent the 100,000 deaths that Dr. Fauci is predicting, you do need everybody on board. But, you know, being a constitutionalist and, you know, being an American, I just don't like seeing how we are not, you know, holding up the Constitution while we're trying to do this. I mean, do they really have to be exclusive? Can't we still follow the Constitution and prevent the virus spread? Now, again, in a public health emergency, you listen to the government, you do exactly what they say, they know best. That's kind of the trend here. But we're really giving up our rights. I mean, when I hear, you know, like Dennis, I'm hearing from Dennis, you know, throughout the country going, look, you know, we want to help. And we were told that even if we go into the office to do paperwork, we're in trouble. And, you know, people are like, okay, well, in trouble by a fine? I mean, now, you know, police are coming to your place of work. So if you can't work, if you can't go outside, what's next? Now, you know, luckily we are able to do this home imprisonment, you know, and still have access to internet and all that. But it's just, you know, just a couple steps away from being in one of these countries that we have feared ever, you know, being in. And it's just something's not sitting right. And maybe I'm overreacting with this. Because, again, I want this virus stopped, and you can't do a lockdown half-assed. Hey, if people are leaving New York and they're going to Florida and they're spreading it into Atlanta and the Carolinas, you know, we do have to do, you know, I get the quarantines, I get the travel restrictions, I get the travel bans, you know, and I get how if your place is open for business, you're going to attract people to come out of the house and, you know, staying home. But I defied the stay home. Well, we didn't have a stay home order yet. Now we do. But I wanted to donate blood today. I mean, our blood banks need blood. So, yeah, rather than doing my essential work of, you know, media and then telemedicine, I went and donated blood. I mean, you know, the stay-at-home order, how do we, hospitals still need blood. You know, doctors still need to go out there. Nurses still need to work. People need food. So, you know, I get people out there are, you know, maybe they're gathering in groups and they're hanging out with each other. And I know everybody wants this to end, but I just, the quick reflex to we're going to use police and you might get arrested starts to make you worry, well, what's next? Okay, police are going to need your guns. Police are going to need your food. We need money. We need money to fight the virus. So everybody fork over money. I don't know. I never thought I would see this. I never thought I would see a day where the government told you to stop working when your line of business was legal. So this is uncharted territory. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is thanking workers at a Walmart distribution center in Virginia. Pence and Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue are watching operations and talking with Walmart managers. Disruptions in the global supply chain in the area are a key concern regarding the growing coronavirus outbreak. Pence said regional distribution centers are helping keep food and supplies in American homes. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says discussions are underway with congressional leaders regarding an infrastructure bill.
We'll continue to have those conversations. So we expect there will be more bills, and we think it is a great time now to invest in infrastructure.
Mnuchin also says the small business loan program authorized in the stimulus package will be up and running starting on Thursday. And Americans can expect their stimulus checks later this month. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144, 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, stimulus checks. People want to know where are they. Let me just review, okay? And not everybody's going to get a stimulus check. This is going to be based on your 2019-2018 tax return. So, if you guys lost your jobs, and you, or if you didn't really make that much money in 2019, but you haven't done your tax return, and you kind of made a killing in 2018, you're not going to get a stimulus check. You have to have made less than $75,000 as a single, or less than $150,000 as a couple. There are still payments if you've made $99,000 as a single or $198,000 as a couple, but the payment is reduced by $5 for every $100 in adjusted gross income. So for every $100 above $7,500, you lose $5. So the highest amount of the stimulus check is $1,200 per adult and $500 for every qualifying child. So a family of four could get as much as $3,400. But that's max. And it is a one-time, from what I understand, stimulus payment. So again, this is going to be based on your 2019 or 2018 tax return. The IRS will send it to you by their direct deposit if you already are lined up with direct deposit with the IRS. So if you got your refund directly deposited on your last income tax return, you don't have to do anything. The money will just come. Okay? But if you don't have direct deposit information, you are going to need to wait for the IRS website to be up. And I think they're starting to get this, I guess, fixed. There's going to be a web-based portal for taxpayers. The Treasury is planning this. So you can provide your account information. So again, I don't know if anybody's gotten them yet. If you did not file a tax return in 2018 or 2019, you need to hop to it. Because you will not get the stimulus payment if you didn't file a tax return. So, IRS and Treasury are hopefully going to do this so that you get your check right away. What happens if your bank account is closed? And you have a new bank account in this new time, you would then update it on the IRS site. Again, I don't know if that website is up. They said, what if your AGI of your 2018 or 2019 tax return isn't reflective of your current income? Not sure. I don't know if the IRS is going to account for that or not. And then, if you've had another child since your most recent tax return, you should be able to hopefully get another few $100, $500. So these are some things we can't answer. The Motley Fool says that you should, definitely check in with the IRS on that. But unfortunately, people have been told they're going to get a check for weeks. Not happening. Now, apparently coronavirus has infected a bunch of dozen University of Texas spring breakers. Apparently why? Well, they chartered a plane to Mexico. And City of Austin, Texas, announced that 70 students who chartered the plane to Cabo San Lucas about a week and a half ago, at least 28 of them have tested positive for COVID-19. Dozens more are under public health investigation. Four of the confirmed cases had no symptoms. They felt fine. Like I said, with the coronavirus, you have some people that feel fine, but they could spread it to others who could die. Austin health officials, as well as those with UT Health Austin and University Health Services, have been in contact with every spring breaker who was a part of the group, some of whom took commercial flights home. Oh, boy. Once they get outed, people are going to be mad. The 28 who tested positive are now self-isolating, while others are under quarantine while being monitored and tested. I wonder if people are going to do that. I wonder if people are going to out them. And then forever, they're going to be haunted as being quote-unquote selfish for, enjoying spring break. And I get it. It's we do need to self-isolate. We need everybody on board. But, these kids are, this is spring break. They're like YOLO, you only live once. If I could just take a step back here. We've been teaching people, we've been telling people that this is life or death. And they're hearing that people die. And then we get mad when the young want to live life. We're sending a message that people might only have days to live with this virus, but then you get mad when people want to be with each other. We don't have everybody on board. We don't have everybody on board. And that's what makes this difficult. And then, you do have, the argument, which I completely understand and I don't have an answer for, where we have businesses in the Midwest that want to keep the heartbeat of America. They want to keep the heartbeat pumping. You know, I mean, we have businesses that manage the farming and the packaging and the food. And, you know, all the things that we're using while we're in shutdown, much of that stuff is coming out of areas that haven't been shut down. So there's people screaming, all right, well, everybody needs to shut down. Everybody needs to shut down. But then on the other end, you know, they're paying taxes. They're putting money into the system. I I'm torn. Again, as a doctor, I want this virus to be mitigated. And we can't have people traveling all over the place and spreading around and coughing on each other. You know, social distancing and lockdowns will help curb the spread. But I want, if I had my, you know, genie wishes, I want testing to be so readily available that we could test people in groups and let them go back to work. People need food. People need dentistry. People need chiropractic. People need therapy. People need massages. People need physical, I'm hearing physical therapy is closing. So you have people that can't get their pain medication, they can't see a doctor, and they can't get their therapy. And, you know, how is that getting better? So, you know, what I think we're going to have to do in order to move forward is before somebody, you know, comes to work, and I get how, you know, you could be asymptomatic, but we need to have testing so inexpensive and so readily available that as long as we could assume that the test is pretty accurate, you know, people come to work, they get their test. If their test really only takes a few minutes, if we have that sort of testing that, you know, Trump was talking about, if we get the testing back, they're negative, they could go into work. They go into work, they do their thing, and then they leave. Next day, they get tested every day, but I mean, I know that doesn't sound practical. But right now, because we don't have any tools, we're just telling everybody to stay home. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, I don't think has closed down Florida yet. He believes coronavirus first started circulating in Miami during the Super Bowl, early February. He has not started a statewide lockdown. Coronavirus cases are believed at the 7,000 mark. Let me just double check with Florida. There, yeah, about 7,087 deaths. And he is not ready to close it down. He says no matter what you do, you're going to have a class of folks who are going to do whatever the hell they want to do. He said testing in the state at the time of Super Bowl was only for those who had been to certain parts of China. And the first confirmed case was a month later on March 1. So, you know, Florida is going to be another epicenter. Florida has attracted a lot of people from New York, a lot of people from these other, you know, northeastern you know, cities that have high numbers of cases. And so we are worried about Florida. Even though Florida's in the south and it should be hot, you know, it's still a humid area. He did issue a stay-at-home order Monday for Miami-Dade, Broward and Palm Beach counties. But then he later, I guess, misspoke and said it would be in effect until May 15th. So I'm not exactly sure if it's May 15th or April 30th. And he has ordered anybody arriving from New York or Louisiana to quarantine. So, you know, it's how do we slow things down if we don't have everybody on board? But then on the other end, you know, how do we keep the company still moving? 1-877-DOT-VALLEY.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot more to talk about. A quick research article has come out saying ibuprofen should not, put one at a higher risk of coronavirus. I think the benefits outweigh the risks. If you're using ibuprofen for pain and pain relief, and you, aren't going to move and get fresh air and exercise and things like that, I think staying homebound, well, even though we're supposed to be homebound now, but, not being able to function due to pain, I have no problem with you taking some ibuprofen. That being said, I do believe that, us taking fever reducers do quell some of our body's immune system in terms of trying to fight an infection. I remember with my kids, I'm like, I'd like the fever to fight the infection. I'm not going to be quick to give Tylenol, Motrin. However, my children wouldn't drink their bottle, when they were sick and not feeling well. And I noticed they would take in more fluids if I got their Tylenol and, down, or used Motrin, to get their fever down. So I am a fan of antipyretics. In terms of ibuprofen for pain, I think it's good as long as you're not taking high doses and you're not taking it every day. But from what we understand, the NHS had not wanted people to self-medicate with ibuprofen until they could get more data on this. And from what I understand, the ibuprofen should not be harmful, and put you at risk of coronavirus. But we'll keep you guys posted on that. Many of you are using Zoom for work. Zoom is now under scrutiny because apparently porn and stuff has been hacked through. And so the FBI has received multiple complaints. And you need to be careful as an employer because you don't want somebody accusing you of sexual harassment, you forcing somebody to sit on a conference call, and then porn comes through. So I would suggest any sort of issue such as that, you want to report it immediately. All right. And I think you're supposed to offer counseling for the employees. I don't know what you're supposed to do. There's supposed to be some protocol for schools, and there's Title IX things. But video conferencing by app, Zoom, has been very, very popular. Zoom has an amazing sort of platform. But New York Attorney General Letitia James sent a letter to the California Enterprise, saying with a number of questions to ensure the company is taking appropriate steps to ensure your viewers' privacy and security. So FBI Boston's office warned on Monday that it had received multiple reports of conferences being disrupted by pornographic and hate images and threatening language. The FBI listed two examples where hackers had Zoom bombed schools, which had closed because of deadly virus. Classes being taught online, and a Massachusetts high school reported that an unidentified individual dialed into the virtual classroom, yelled a profanity at the teacher, and then gave out the teacher's home address. So, teacher not happy with that. Another school in the same state reported the appearance of an unknown person with swastika tattoos. Using the hashtag ZoomBombed, social media users testified that they have suddenly seen pornographic or racist images on their screens. So Zoom, FBI recommended that Zoom users make all meetings private and avoid screen sharing to combat would-be hackers. So Zoom is based out of Silicon Valley, and they are trying their hardest to make sure that people can still do what they need to do. Yeah, there are certain industries that are booming right now. Now, you would think the medical industry would be booming. You would think that the medical industry would be, not having financial troubles at this point because of all the care, but that's not true. We're hearing that Intermountain in Utah is going to have to cut pay for doctors and nurses. They're going to be cutting pay to physicians, nurse practitioners, physician assistants due to the change in needs. They believe that there's not receiving the money from a lot of the other, shall we say, medical cases that help pay. So Altean Health told staff administrators that they're going to get 20% cut clinicians' hours reduced, 401 matches. It's a medical staffing company. Why? Because, again, the hospital caused up other hospital work to dry up. So a lot of people with coronavirus, with the testing and all that, they, unfortunately, fortunately, how do I word this? Because we're not really getting the scoop as to why this is happening. But from what I'm understanding, you shouldn't have to pay a copay for testing. I believe deductibles are being waived. And so there doesn't necessarily have to be money coming out of consumers to combat coronavirus, because understandably so. We had that case in California where somebody wanted to do right, gets themselves checked, ended up getting a $2,200 bill, and they're like, all I had was the flu. I should have never gone in and gotten checked. I could have saved money. So to combat that, most insurance companies, government, etc., wants most people dealing with coronavirus to have that protection. But as these medical clinics are being bombarded with, you know, coronavirus possible patients, those people that were coming in for biopsies, skin biopsies, then blood pressure follow-ups and blood pressure follow-ups, you know, and physicals and sports physicals and all the other things, pap smears, that revenue is not being made. And so it's a hard thing to say. You know, I mean, this isn't something I really want to cover and talk about, but this isn't the time to start paying people less. But it shows you that this isn't easier said than done. You can't just say everybody gets something done free or we'll waive deductibles or whatever. And then these medical clinics or hospitals or whatever aren't bringing in money. So, you know, the stimulus bill is supposed to help businesses pay for rent, pay for utilities, pay for staff. But where is the revenue stream? Where are the profits coming? You have to realize medical offices, I mean, one of the reasons why I closed my medical office in 2016, which was an election year, was because after years of Obamacare, it dried up everything. It dried up our savings. I believe we had to take a second mortgage. We just had no revenue. And so you could only live on fumes for so long. So my guess is many of these companies are already, even though it's medical, are seeing the hit. So the impending pay reductions with Intermountain was announced Friday in an email sent to staff that included a link to a video from Intermountain. Mark Breischer, a chief physician executive, said our priority is to help you continue to work and have a stable income. We're doing that through temporary measures for redeployment and compensation. This will help us meet the needs of our patients as well as reduce uncertainty for you and your families. And the explanation, Breischer notes that many physicians and caregivers statewide are experiencing extremely high demand, but others have seen a reduction in work because of canceled appointments, and elective and non-essential surgeries are being postponed. So Intermountain is not receiving that much revenue. So the company is going to move jobs around, requiring staff to move to areas in high need and changing shifts, and pay will adjust accordingly. They say nurses who have an 8-hour on-call shift as part of their 40-hour work week have gotten paid a time and a half because they were called in to work a full shift. So that costs it extra money. So as a lot of these elective sort of, you know, treatments, you know, get canceled, that was the bread and butter. That was the money that kept these things afloat. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product product, we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Sahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Sahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Sahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.